Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for starting your day with us. This is Undisputed. I'm Jen Ailes. That is Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Good morning, guys. How are
you? You feel like my muscle and that? You saw a flex land that on you? Whoa. We flexed on you.
Whoa. AD is back, baby. Hachimura is here to stay. Guess what? LeBron has no more excuses.
You see, we flexed on you.
Time to take off now.
Y'all had that 9-point lead. Yeah. Friday, step on the go. Ooh. Shot right past.
Who is y'all?
Spurs. That's your team. Oh, now you done with the Spurs?
No, Spurs, no.
Are you done with the Spurs? Hey, Cowboy, Spurs, you see how he did? Cowboy, you see how he did the Spurs? After 5 championships, he said he done with y'all.
You realize they're probably the worst team in the league right now. Way to go,
Shannon. The Cowboys? No, when did you come to that revelation?
No, they're going to be just fine.
Oh, they're going to be just fine?
Yeah.
With the quarterback?
In 5 years.
Okay. Y'all trading for a quarterback?
Yeah.
Fighting words early. All right, guys. Save some of this. We got 2.5 hours to go here
we
today.
Good. We good.
But
yeah,
indeed,
I'm ready.
Let's start. You're ready. Let's see, Shannon. Let's start on the hardwood this morning. Steph Curry. Guys, this one was surprising. He got ejected last night after throwing his mouthpiece. He was frustrated with a 3-point attempt from Jordan Poole that went long. Just over a minute left. The Warriors up 2 on the Grizzlies. They hold on to win 122-120 thanks to a Jordan Poole layup that left only a second left on the clock. Poole had some fun with Steph in the tunnel after tossing his mouthpiece against a wall before embracing Steph. They hugged it out. Shannon, scale of 1 to 10. How big of a problem do you actually have with Steph throwing that mouthpiece?
I don't have a problem with him throwing the mouthpiece, but I'm at a 10 for him showing his teammate up, Skip. I understand his frustration because what Steph understands, Skip, they were on a 4-game home losing streak. Mm-hmm. Now, if they at first, they couldn't win on the road, but they were very, very solid at home. Now the road losing had transferred back to home. Mm-hmm. And so they're on a 4-game losing streak. Now, he said, you know, Memphis notwithstanding, but I think he views Memphis as somewhat of a team that could cause them some problems if they were to meet in the playoffs again.
Yeah.
So with that being said, Steph was like, bruh, I don't care how hot you are. If I'm clapping my hands, go and hand your boy that ball. I'm Steph Curry.
Yep.
I'm the finals MVP. I'm the 2-time MVP. Let me get that.
Mm.
So, Skip, I don't have a problem with it. Now, Steph has been ejected 3 times, and all 3 times was because of why. He threw his mouthpiece.
Yep.
He threw his mouthpiece in game 6 of the NBA Finals of 2016, mm-hmm. in which they end up losing that series. He threw it at a referee again in Memphis and again last night. So that seems to be his way of channeling his frustrations.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't yell obscenities. He doesn't say anything. He just grabs his mouthpiece and he flings it. And right now, that's an automatic ejection. Whether you throw it in the stands, whether you throw it on the floor, it doesn't matter. Anytime you take the mouth guard out, you throw it, that's automatic ejection. So that's the problem that I have, Skip. Steph Curry has given me no indication that he's anything but an outstanding. We already know what he is as a player.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get the impression that he thinks he's better than or he tries to do something like that. But that's going to be perceived that he showed his teammate up. So that's the problem. I'm at a 10 when it comes to show. But his act, I ain't got no problem with his act. I have no problem with that whatsoever. It's just that, Skip, I try to pride myself. I always went into a game and said, okay, you might not get this today. Something happens. Just make sure you keep your emotions in check. And so because I wanted my teammates, Skip, you didn't think when they dropped the pass, you didn't think I was catching the ball. But I'm sure when I dropped one, I'm sure they were probably saying the same thing up under their breath.
Yeah.
So they gave me the respect and says, okay, we're not going to show Shannon up because Shannon didn't show us up. So let's keep it going like that. But that's the only problem that I got, Skip. I love his passion. I love the emotion which he plays. But sometimes, I mean, people will view that as, damn, Steph, don't show your brother up like that.
Okay, but you don't have a problem throwing the mouth guard, yet you do have a 10, to scale of 1 to 10, you have a 10 problem with the act.
Skip, you know how I am about just showing up a teammate.
But they are intertwined, their part and their parcel. He threw it because he was mad at his teammate.
Yeah.
He didn't throw it because they suddenly trailed or they were playing bad basketball or he had missed a shot.
I think because he's at this juncture of the game, where we are, Skip, he's very mindful. We're on a four-game home losing streak. They had blown several games, had double-digit leads late in the second half, and they end up blowing said leads. Yeah. So he's like, okay, I believe we can get a better shot. Or I believe if I shoot this ball, I got a better chance to make it than you do. That's just the way, look, Skip, and I guess I'm trying to separate the two, or I guess maybe I'm looking at them and they're not mutually exclusive. I could be disappointed, not disappointed with the act, but disappointed what it led to or how it's perceived.
Mm. Okay. My biggest takeaway from what happened near the end of this game last night is that Steph Curry has now eclipsed LeBron James as the most overprotected superstar in sports. Steph Curry is rivaling LeBron to become the face of the league. And it's close right now because I still would side slightly to LeBron, but Steph is rivaling him because he broke through and finally won an NBA Finals on his own with no KD help, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He is in every other commercial on television and he earned them.
Yeah.
And I'm good with that. And he's great in the commercials and he is the baby-faced assassin. And I'm sure deep down he's really a good guy and most people find him to be the most beloved player in the league, even eclipsing LeBron in the beloved category.
Okay, I'll give you that.
This is a bad look for him. I've said this from the start, and I don't pull any punches when it comes to any of these guys. All along, I've had issues with all of his showboating and hot-dogging and all of his celebrations, and I just put you to sleep and all that. And again, he revolutionized the game with the three-point shot. We've never seen anything like it before. He is clearly, obviously, the greatest shooter ever.
Yes.
But part of his package is all the grandstanding, all the showboating,
right,
all the hot-dogging, all the antics. And you can say it's just part of who he is and his performance act. It's all part of his entertainment act.
Right.
But this one crossed a big line to me because this crossed the Aaron Rodgers line. This is where Aaron Rodgers is constantly showing up his teammates. Like, don't go over here.
Right.
And you and I have had issues with that for 7 years
but
on the show.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever seen him do something like this before?
No, it's usually at the other team. It's usually showboating at the expense of the
right
other team. I just did something to you. I just clowned you. I just made you look silly. So I'm going to show you up
right
even more in my as I go back up the floor. I put you to sleep.
Right.
Okay. It's fine if you can continue to back it up. But he hasn't always backed it up on the court because I've shown you many times, especially in that 2016 finals in games 5, 6, and 7, when he came up even smaller than he is.
But Skip, the sleep celebration just started last year.
I got it. But there are all kinds of antics that he does with his mouth guard a lot of times that show up the other team, and he gets away with it because nobody's going to criticize beloved little Steph. He's the baby-faced assassin.
I think that's great entertainment. I mean, if you want to get upset, Skip, when he shoots the ball and just turns and runs away because he knows it's good. I mean,
that kind of thing. It's a little hot doggy to me, okay? But they go in a lot.
Right.
And he is a revolutionary player in this league who will go down in the history of this league as he changed the game.
Right.
Okay, but I'll even remind you last year that they broke through. Again, it was Steph and Steph alone. He finally got his first Finals MVP.
Okay.
And yet, in the fourth quarters of those six games against the Celtics, he shot 2 of 10 from three. The most revolutionary shooter in the history of basketball went 2 of 10 from three in all six combined fourth quarters.
Right.
It's not that great. Jason Turnover, as I started calling him, literally handed the game back to me with some help from his co-star, Jaylen Brown. They turned the ball over so much, they just basically handed the whole finals back to Golden State.
Right.
So keep that in some perspective. But then last night, is it possible he showed a little bit of true colors here? Because, boy, that is egregiously crossing the line and showing up a teammate because Jordan Poole has been on the hottest of hot seats in the glare of the spotlight because of what happened before the year started, because clearly Draymond was threatened by his new celebrity, but by his rising into to become the third member of the Big Three,
right,
replacing Draymond, and Draymond popped him right in the face over that.
Right.
And this came across a little bit to me like Steph is starting to be a little bit threatened by Jordan Poole.
Man,
okay, but look at what Jordan Poole had done. he'd scored, at that point, he'd scored 11 points in the fourth quarter. He wound up with 13 in the fourth quarter. So it wasn't like he didn't have a hot hand. Does he not deserve to shoot that shot? I know Steph had a hot hand, too, but, yeah, but it wasn't any hotter than Jordan Poole's. Look at it. Look what they'd done in the fourth.
Yeah, but look at Steph. Steph had 31, Skip.
Okay, I got it. But it was, at that point, it was 11-10 in points scored in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and he missed, and he missed the last, what? They played 12 minutes, so he missed the last 6 minutes and 2 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's hard for me to believe that he's still been stuck on with that much time. He'd have still been stuck on 34.
Okay. But clearly, he was furious that Jordan Poole had dared to shoot a shot that he wanted to shoot.
Yeah.
And if we, I think we've been showing the sequence, but I thought it was a decent look. It's a guy, you know, who's arrived. It's a missed, and Clay gets the offensive rebound, and that it's pretty wide open. I know it's about 3 feet beyond the three-point line, but in that standard operating procedure for Golden State, isn't that what they all do?
But here's the thing. When Steph calls for the ball, I don't care who has it. Give it to him.
I don't know.
I know.
Yeah. Well, if Clay's – I don't know that I'd give it up if I'm Clay Thompson.
I don't know if Steph would have asked for it. But I think the thing is, in that situation, if Steph calls for the ball, that's like, look, somebody might be hot, Simons or whomever. But if Dame calls for the ball, you give it up. If Luka calls for the ball, give it up. If LeBron calls for the ball, give it up. If you give that up, that's a superstar times five. They're magnified.
Maybe you wouldn't give it up to LeBron to shoot a three.
If he calls for the ball, you give it to him. If he wants to pass it, he'll pass it.
Okay.
If he wants to shoot it, he'll shoot it. If he wants to drive it, he'll drive it. But if LeBron says this, you give it to him.
Okay. Jordan Poole is averaging a career-high 21 points. Does he not deserve to take shots in the flow of the offense?
He can take shots wherever. But if Steph Curry is saying, give me the ball, give it to him.
Okay. So it was a heated game because, weirdly, Golden State and Memphis have a rivalry. I don't know exactly what the Grizzlies have done to be part of this rivalry.
Exactly.
Yeah, if I'm Golden State, I just look down my nose at them and say, and you guys have done exactly what?
And
but they do take them very seriously.
Right. I think the thing, Skip, you remember the play-in tournament. I think they kicked Golden State out in the play-in tournament.
Well, they went up there and did it at their house.
That I guess they figured they had, okay, they had slayed the Giants.
Yep.
So they were the new kids on the block.
Yep.
And Golden State said, wait a minute, guys, you're not.
Yeah, and last year, that's what they said in the end of that series.
Right.
And it wasn't the conference finals. It was the round before.
Right, right.
Yet Draymond said after the game, I think Memphis brings out our competitive side in us, and we do the same for them. Both teams rise up for this game, and it's a fun one to play every time.
Right.
And I'm thinking, okay, so we know Memphis, the Grizzlies strut their stuff every night.
Yep.
Wherever they go, they strut their stuff. But they operate like they have four rings.
They do.
And they do. They don't
they
have
do.
Anything,
they do.
Right?
They do.
And again, there's part of that I have sort of grudging respect for because, okay, you guys.
Skip, you can't. Well, Dylan Brooks said they were a dynasty.
Yeah.
I'm saying, how are you a dynasty? If you take the team that won the championship six games, if you declare that as being a dynasty, take off. But you're not a dynasty. You got to win something. All dynasties conquer something. They had vast amounts of land. They took over other regions. What have you taken over? What have you won? What have you done to consider yourself a dynasty?
I don't know. So now they've lost back-to-back games on the road.
The road trip has been very unkind to them.
Yes, it's been very unkind to them. And, again, I like them and I want to love them, but I'm saying you're going to have to show me a little more. Show me a little more.
Yeah, you're going to have to back up all that trash talking.
Yep.
All that talking y'all doing, you're going to have to back that thing up. You're going to have to put some hardware. You're going to need that Louis Vuitton case, and y'all going to need to be the last one standing. At some point in time, Skip, for the bravado in which they talk, Skip, you got to match it with a championship.
It's not just Jaw, it's every one of them.
No, it's every last one of them. Yeah.
Okay.
From Bane to Clark to Jaren, every last one of them. The only one that don't really talk is the coach. Now, maybe he's talking behind closed doors.
Yeah.
But the rest of them.
Maybe Steven Adams doesn't talk much, but he's been out with a sprained knee.
Right.
So he didn't play last night, which is why Golden State had its way with them on the backboards.
Oh, yeah.
So, right?
No, it wasn't. They did. Golden State beat them on the glass.
44-36, and Golden State started with
their death line,
the small ball lineup, right?
Yes.
But Looney came in and got his 8 rebounds, but Draymond got 13 rebounds. Way to go. But the point is, in the big picture, remember what happened in game one at Memphis between these two teams last year? Ja's got a shot at the end of the game to win the game, and he goes down the left side of the lane, and Clay came off his guy was on Brandon Clark and just followed him down the lane and made him shoot it. And
a little difficult.
He missed everything. Yeah. Remember, he shot it completely off the glass over the rim.
Right.
Okay. Well, you could have won that game at home. That was the Draymond go crazy game.
Yes.
And you didn't win it, and then you were behind the eight ball basically the whole series.
Right.
Okay. So the point is, emotions were running hot and heavy and high last night because it was Memphis at Golden State. And Steph just kind of lost his mind. And he's always doing something. He's got the...
Always chewing on it at the free throw line.
At the free throw line, it's hanging out. Ernestine always says to me, what is he doing with his mouthpiece? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get, Skip, how they touch it so much. And they touching each other's hands.
Oh,
they
terrible.
Slapping each other on the backside. They slap each other on the shoulder.
Given what we've been through the last 3 years, you kind of learn your lesson.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. I didn't even wear a mouthpiece. So, because I wanted to be able to talk freely. I ain't got time to be...
I don't even know how the quarterbacks call the signals.
Well, they have those fitted ones, like those night guards like you wear when you go to sleep. So a lot of those play with those. But I didn't wear. I just chewed gum. So, I get it. Like I said, emotions are very, very high with Steph. They understood that they're on a 4-game home losing streak. They have been very good at home, but not of lately. They're terrible on the road. And Memphis, it's Memphis. I don't care what anybody says. He's like, well, we're not worried about whether it was Memphis, but you are, because I'm always trying to snuff out all challengers,
absolutely,
especially ones that think they're a major challenge, a major threat.
I'm gonna suppress
that.
Deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jordan Poole, if we could see the final play of the game for them, they call a play. I think Draymond suggested it.
Right.
He said that he suggested it in the huddle, and it worked because Jordan Poole escaped down the left side and got it from DiVincenzo for a little reverse layup that won the game. So Jordan Poole did hit the shot that won the game.
Right.
And then if we could see one more time what happens after the game as he's walking up the tunnel. The videographer is walking with him, so he knows it's going on somebody's tape at that point. They all know that they're on camera up the tunnel. And he mockingly fires his mouthpiece.
Steph, that's too soon.
Huh?
Steph, say too soon, too soon.
Yeah, okay. and then they hug it out.
Yeah, yeah.
But the point was, I don't think Jordan Poole loved it either. I think there was some seriousness to him mocking the mouthpiece throw, okay? Because it did show him up, and I don't think he loved it because he's earned a little better place on this team than that.
I look at it like this. Steph is like a big brother, and I can remember, like, I didn't like it, but I understood when my big brother would scold me, especially out in public.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at home, or we're doing something, I get that. But I understood why he was doing what he was doing.
Yeah.
And he's basically telling Jordan, look, at that time, that's not the shot. Let's reset. Let's calm down. Let's calm it down. Let's pull it out. I'm not so sure Steph Curry was going to shoot the ball. Now, he was clapping for it, but maybe Steph was going to say, whoa, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Let's pull this ball back out. Let's come up with a better play. We don't need to be helter-skelter. And so that's the way I look at it, and that's why I always took my brother chiding me.
Yeah.
Because I see that's basically what he's doing, is that it's all about making Shannon better. This is all about making Jordan Poole, because one day Steph's not going to be there. And so what I'm trying to teach you is that it's not always when it's helter-skelter, you go jack up a shot. Let's pull this thing out. Let's make sure we get a better shot. And I think moving forward, I think Jordan Poole will be better for what Steph Curry did. Although at the moment, it doesn't seem that way.
It does not seem that way, but I hope for their sake you are correct, because they are now 24-24.
Yeah.
They're a 500 basketball team, and we're now obviously 48 games into
now, Skip, it makes it even more and more impressive
that
they once won an entire season and lost 9 games.
Okay.
They lost 9 games for the entire season. They've already lost 24 before the All-Star game.
And it still seems to me from a distance like their chaos swirls around Jordan Poole's role.
Mm-hmm.
Like Draymond threatened, now Steph a little threatened, a little resentful of his role, of his new celebrity, because they had their big three for years
and
it was dynastic.
Yeah, yeah.
It was.
Yeah. But now, Skip, that big three is only a name only.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Jordan Poole is the third best player.
Well,
Jordan Poole is the best. He might be. He's the second best player. I think he's better than Clay right now.
You could. The numbers would tell you.
But I think that big three, I think Clay, Steph, and Poole now have supplanted Steph, Clay, and Draymond.
Yep.
And that's okay. Draymond still has his role because what did he give you last night, Skip? He gave you, Draymond gave 13. You what, 18, 13, mm-hmm. and 7.
Yeah.
So he still can do those things. That's what he
you
is.
You said 18 or 8.
No, he gave you 8, 13, and 7. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So he's still a valuable piece. You're not going to win. You're not going to go very far without Draymond.
Yeah.
Because he does all the little things. He's going to play the defense. He's going to be scrappy to 50-50 loose balls.
Yeah.
He's going to come up with those more times than not. Great screens. He understand. Skip, the guy be running. Draymond get a rebound. He knows exactly. He'll drop the ball off in the corner. Guy runs, picks it, boom.
Agreed.
So he understands his role, but it's changing.
Okay.
It's changing. It's ever changing.
All right. So here's the bottom line. If you look at plus minus last night, what does it tell you? Well, by far the best plus minus on the Warriors was Jordan Poole at plus 15.
Yeah.
Steph was a -3. So all the time Steph was on the floor, they lost by 3. All the time Jordan Poole was on the floor, they won by 15. That would suggest to you that Jordan Poole was having a pretty good game.
Right. Yeah, right? Sometimes I don't understand. Sometimes I don't really understand plus minus scale because I see a guy going off and then all of a sudden the guy got like a -5 and dude dropped 43.
Yeah, well, it can be misleading. but I think in this case, I think it was pretty telling.
Yeah, but I haven't seen Steph really lose it. And if just throwing your mouthpiece is what's losing it, Skip, he's not yelling and screaming at the officials, although, you know, he's like, hey, come on. So
he was trying to argue I shouldn't have been ejected because it didn't actually go in the stands and threaten anybody.
Right. I think taking the mouthpiece and throwing it out, I think that's
they just
the
said
that,
the pool reporter's report from Sean Wright, the crew chief said, no, you threw your mouthpiece. Right. That's it. You're gone.
That's my guy from the crib, Atlanta, Sean.
Really?
Yeah, we used to work out together.
Is that right?
It is. Huh. Wow. We'd work out together.
Uh-oh. Well, you should get him to do some Laker games.
As a matter of fact, he just did the Lakers game the other night.
Really?
I think they lost. Did they lose before the Spurs? I think he called a Lakers game. They lost on Tuesday night. I think so. Oh. And he just went over.
He did the Clippers?
Yes, I think he did. I think he did do the Clippers.
Well, you need to put in a word.
No, I don't need to put in a word. Huh? Nah.
Get a call here.
No, I don't need to put in no word.
All right.
No. And my guy, Zach Zarba.
Mm.
I don't know if Skip, but he just happened to be at the game, Memphis game.
And he was talking. I'm sure it is full of interesting names and numbers, guys. The Warriors, Skip, you mentioned that 500 record. That means they're sitting at 8th in the Western Conference right now.
We're about to catch up.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
All right, Shannon, Lakers, they snagged a 113-104 win over the Spurs last night with one Anthony Davis returning from that foot injury. AD scored 21 off the bench to go along with 12 boards. LeBron finished with 20 points, 9 rebounds, and 11 assists. So close to that triple-double. Shannon, are the Lakers about to go on a run toward the top of the Western Conference?
No, I'm not looking at no one game of beating up bad.
That's not how you opened the show today.
How many bads can I use to describe the Spurs? You know y'all bad, too. No, look, AD started the game, he was a little rusty, but I expected that after missing 20 games. But then he found his rhythm and looked good and started dominating. 21 points, 12 rebounds. It's the 4 block shots, and it's the altering of the other shots. You see the defense now, Skip? Everybody going to there, and everybody got a pump fake now. You just ain't going there laying the ball up like, look at hand behind your head like you Karl Malone. Mm-hmm. Nah, that ain't happening because AD was throwing it up out of there. Even Schroeder got closed out on a 3-point shot, blocked it. The guy got the ball back, passed it to another guy, AD, like, get it up out of here. That's not happening on my watch. Mm. So with that being said, Skip, no, I'm not saying they're going to go on a run. They got Boston, I think, Saturday, and they got Brooklyn. So they got a nice little road trip that's going to tell me a lot about this team. Man, my heart sank. Man, you know, Skip, AD was trying to shoot that shot to close out the third.
Let's show it. Let's see it. This is right at the end of the third quarter. He just tries to heave one, and
Zach Collins
gets in his way and in his landing space.
Skip.
Oh, Lord.
That's exactly what I see.
I know.
I say, man, come on, bro.
You know, that rolled over significantly to me. I thought it was
Skip, because you got to think about it. AD is jumping, trying to launch the ball, and he comes down. I was like, oh, my God. I said, the man just got back.
And it's that foot that has a stress reaction in it. What?
And so I was like, Here you go again. I said, it's just not meant to be.
And he jumps right up.
Right up.
And he walks right to the free throw line, and he goes bam, 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 and he swished all three of them.
I need those. I need those ones against Philly, and I need the one against Boston.
That's true. But he had bricked one so bad at the first when he first came in that it hit the backboard before it hit the rim.
Yeah, and so I thought he played well. Free throw line, he shot, 6 or 7 from the free throw line. That's the AD that I know. Like I said, Skip, he was the best plus minus plus 17. Now, Skip, look, I'll know more about this team in the coming week because on the road at Boston, on the road at Brooklyn, on the road at Indiana, on the road, on the road, on the road.
Yep.
So we're going to find at the Knicks.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we'll find out a lot more about them. But, Skip, no, I'm not going to say, we're about to go to the top of the – let's just try to get to the sixth seed to stay out of the play-in.
Yep.
And then once we get to the playoffs, nobody trying to see us like that.
Mm. So to your point, at Boston, at Brooklyn, at New York, at Indiana, at New Orleans, then come home for Oklahoma City. No joke anymore.
It's easy. That's easy. Chalk that one up. I'm chalking that one up right now.
Are you really?
Yeah, chalking that one to the Pelicans too, Jen.
I may take the points on both.
There ain't no points.
Yeah, you're the
judge. The OKC Thunder, they're in front of you guys. You're behind them.
How many points do you think you'll be favored over Oklahoma City at the Crypt?
Maybe two.
Maybe 5 or 6.
Two. We got something for the Pelicans, too, Jen. I'm still waiting on my gift, Jen. Mm. Anytime now.
Mm. Interesting.
You, too. You bet that game, too.
I did not bet that game. you owe me so much, and I don't ever see the light of taste of any of it. And then following Oklahoma City come your team, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, yeah. We got something for them.
You got something.
You remember what happened last time we played them?
I remember several times you've lost big cases to me.
I just asked you a question. Do you remember last time we played with the Bucks?
There I do.
What GOAT do?
He was very good. That was their best game of the year overall. You can't trust Giannis, though. But
you can't trust Giannis.
And then you go to Golden State, and then you go back to Portland, where you scene of the crime.
Do you know what we just did to Portland?
Rally from
25 down.
And then you got New Orleans, then you got Golden State, and then you go at Dallas, at Memphis, at Oklahoma City. It doesn't get that much easier. So over this stretch of the next dozen games.
All those teams that you listed off on there, they're looking at us like, damn, Lakers coming. Lakers.
You know what?
I
agree with that statement. I think they're now saying, uh-oh.
Yeah, we got somebody that's going to give us double-digit rebounds off the rip and going to give us a little off game. But wait till that rhythm get back. I can see him going right back to 27-13, 27-14 on a nightly basis. Mm. Goat James staying right where he is, 30 points.
Mm. So here's why your team is the weirdest team in all the NBA. Because despite all this firepower, despite quote-unquote Goat James, despite the return of AD, who in just, what did he end up playing last
night? Like 26
minutes. 26 minutes. 21 and 26 minutes, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He looked like, dare I say, Anthony Davis, the PER prince, right? Despite Russ going 7 for 15 from the floor for 14 points and only committing 3 turnovers, despite Hachimura coming in and playing, giving 22 minutes and scoring 12 points is pretty good. I thought he played very well, and he'll play both ends of the floor for you. Despite all of the above, would you believe that the lowly Spurs led 82-81 going to the fourth quarter?
Yo.
Okay.
So we turn it over. We let y'all feel good.
Okay.
Make y'all feel good. Keep the fans.
Here's how bad the Spurs are, just for those who have lost touch. The Spurs are dead last in every defensive category. These were the once mighty San Antonio Spurs whose calling card, whose mantra, whose philosophy was defensive based.
Yeah.
But they had this guy named Duncan in the middle who erased all the mistakes, right?
Well, you guys have always had really good defenders, Skip. Yeah. Remember, y'all had David Robinson was Defensive Player of the Year. Y'all had Alvin Robinson, who was Defensive Player of the Year.
Now you're going way back.
Yeah. So you had Timmy D, Kawhi. Y'all have a bunch of defensive players in the year, Skip.
Okay.
Y'all had Big Artis Gilmore.
You did. And when Manu decided to play defense, he could play defense. The point is that even offensively, they have fallen to 28th in offensive efficiency, which is out of 30 teams is pretty bad. So you can make a case that defense and offense combined, they're the worst team in the NBA.
Yeah.
And yet you trail by a point going to the fourth quarter.
We take it lightly.
Okay, it's impossibly wrong because you got all this stuff going on and you're trailing the Spurs by a point.
We trail them by a point, but then we stepped on the gas on you.
Okay.
But that's a great luxury to have, Skip, that I can step on the gas and you can see taillights.
Okay. So you finally stepped on the gas. LeBron did turn it over right out of the quarter break going to the fourth quarter. But then McDermott hit a three, so they're up four. And all of a sudden, you go on a 10-0 run sparked by guess who? The quote-unquote GOAT or phony GOAT. Could we see what LeBron did? This was with 8:33 left in the game. LeBron James finally comes down and says, okay, give me the ball. I got this. Guess what? He finally made a three. Would you believe that with 8:33 left in the game, he made his first three of the whole night? Would you believe that, quote-unquote, GOAT James went 1 of 6 from three after going 9 of 14 the night before?
Yeah.
A career-high 9? And what boggles my mind is you would think with back-to-backs at home, you would come right back the next night and say, man, I'm on fire. I feel this. I got some flow going, and you would think he'd make 4 or 5 the next night?
At 28.
Huh.
You do realize the man played back-to-back. So you see now, all of a sudden, you ain't happy with that. The man, 38, played back-to-back. He wasn't even supposed to play.
I know, but he's licking his chops because it's the Spurs.
He wasn't supposed to play.
Well, nobody said he wasn't supposed to play.
I said that.
Michael Jordan 10 times played all 82. What are we talking about?
What about the year and a half that he took off? Can LeBron James take a year and a half off? Yeah. What about the 3 years that he took off? He should have.
What about the 2 months LeBron got to take off before the Bubblicious Championship?
And what about the year two? You remember in year two, he took off 40-something games. Mm. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay,
I do remember that. So I give LeBron some credit because he detonated the 10-0 run that put taillights on the Spurs, right?
Look at that three. That ain't look good, though. That thing look good, didn't it? Look at that pass. Look at that pass to Hachimura.
He made two or three passes last night that were dimes that I said, nobody can do that but that guy. And I always tell you, he is still the best passer in basketball. So you got that going for you. Three-point-wise, not so much.
And a pretty good damn score, too.
No, really?
You won't talk about that.
Yeah, but nobody talks about the fact he has now fallen back to 147th in three-point shooting out of 149. He is barely above 30% at 30.4.
Whoa. See, I'm going to keep you fluctuating because at first, when he was hitting the three, you talk about the free throws. Well, you can't talk about the free throws now, so now you got to focus on the three-point shot. I'm going to keep you focusing on something.
He's almost the worst in the whole league.
At free throws?
And guess who plunged beneath him? Russ last night went 0 for 3, so he's plunged to 148. LeBron 147, Russ 148.
Let me ask you a question. Where is the other free throw percentage? That thing hovering around almost 80%, ain't it?
But for the year, he's like 76%.
No, he's 77.
I didn't look at this, but it's like ranks 120th.
Mm-hmm. I can't stop you from talking about this free throw percentage, but I'm going to break you of the habit.
Yeah.
And
by the way, KD leads the league in free throw percentage.
Oh, by the way,
93%.
Where KD?
Yeah, he'll be back in another couple of days.
A couple of weeks. You heard what he said. A couple of weeks.
He'll be there. He should have been there last night.
The man got an injured knee. What you thought? He should have been there.
Yeah. If he'd been there, they would have won that game.
Hold on. You the one that got Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got Philly to go nowhere.
Yeah.
I got the Bucks and the Celtics.
I got the Sixers. Yeah, they're going to win the East. They're the best team.
No, they're not.
Oh, well, they've only won 7 in a row. They've won, 10 out of 12?
So what a law firm going to be? Is one of the partners breaking up?
Who in Boston can deal with that 7-foot monster? Nobody.
Who can deal with Tatum? Who can deal with Brown? Who? Nobody.
I got lots. I got Tucker.
No.
I got Niang. I got defenders. I got depth. I got Maxie. I got this guy named James Harden.
I got Big Al. I got Bigfoot Al. I got Robert Williams.
Yeah. Huh. Would you believe that, the Philadelphia 76ers have crept within 3 games in second place of the Boston Celtics?
Hold on, what you said again. Crept within how many games?
3.
Of who?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Y'all creeping up.
Yeah.
What you creeping up on?
You're creeping down because you now lost 3 times to Orlando? Really?
Hey, we've seen that before. Hey, who stopped Boston Celtics from winning 73 games that year? The little Bobcats.
Mm.
The little Bobcats.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm.
Little baby tails.
Okay. So I got two last comments on
this.
My coach, who I've never loved, Greg Popovich, has gotten exposed just the way Bill Belichick got exposed when Brady exited stage left and went to Tampa.
It ain't never been about the coach.
Mm-hmm. It's never been about the coach. So all of a sudden, they are the worst defensive team when they won championships based on playing defense. They were always number one in defensive efficiency. And it's what happens when you don't have Tim and you don't have Manu and you don't have Tony and you don't have Kawhi.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, look at them now. Well, is Greg Popovich a genius? I think not. So is he bullying the media these days? No, he doesn't have any reason to bully him.
Let's give it. He coached three top. He got three top 50 players with Kawhi, Tim Duncan, and David Robinson.
Yeah.
And then you got Tony Parker, you got Manu. All those guys gonna be in the Hall of Fame. Damn, he got five. You only get to play five at a time.
Okay, but I'm just saying. Without all that, look what happened.
Yeah, of course. Look, Coach Belichick gonna be the same.
Okay, well that's what's happened to both of those guys.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're godlike, right?
You could say the same thing about Phil.
Okay.
I mean, Phil coached Shaq, Kobe, Jordan, and then wherever you put Scottie Pippen at, and he had Dennis Rodman, who's the greatest small rebounder in the history of the game.
I never got to see Phil with a mediocre basketball team because he never had
And you never would.
Right?
That's why he would. Hey, Phil, we're going to pay you a lot of money to come coach the Knicks. No, I go in the front office and mess y'all up, but I ain't coaching. Mess up my resume.
That is true. I will give you that. Final takeaway from last night. I don't want to hear another word, another peep about LeBron needs some help.
He does.
He doesn't need any help.
Why don't he?
He's got Austin Reeves on the way back. He's got Lonnie Walker IV on the way back. He's got Hachimura here to stay.
Really, Hachimura, yeah. Right.
That's a big addition right there because he can defend at the highest level. I don't want to hear any more excuses. You guys should take off.
You had to pray. You got on your knees and prayed because you're like, God, I'm going to come out here and spew some bull jive, and I want you to forgive me. Talk about Hachimura is here to stay.
Well, he is.
Yeah, I know he's here to stay. But you make it feel like the man going to the All-Star game in a couple of weeks.
Huh? Well, I think they all blessed him. Russ played with him at Washington.
What did I got to do with anything?
Well, they said, yeah, we want him. You've got everything you need.
Man.
You've got two top five players. That's what you tell me. LeBron's playing top five basketball.
He is.
Okay, you should take off. That schedule I just gave you, the next 12 games, you should win 9 of them.
Oh, but that's not what you said. You read like, look at this.
No,
I don't
I'm
know.
Just saying. But then you reversed it and you said, yeah, they're dreading having to play us.
They are.
That is true. They are. Okay, so I want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I want you to win 10 of 14. 10 of 14.
We'll go 10 and 4, 9 and 5 at the worst.
9 and 5?
9 and 5 at the worst.
Okay, well, I'm saying that.
I'm putting three cases on 9 and 5
well,
right now.
I'll put it the other way.
How about this here?
I said 10 and 4.
How about this here? Give me four cases.
I'm not going to bet against what I just predicted.
No, because you don't believe it.
I do believe it.
You were trying to suck me in the bed, but I'm going to get you back, though.
10 and 4.
I go 9 and 5 for two cases right now.
9
because,
and 5?
Because, hold on.
Why would I do it when I just said they're going to go 10 and 4?
First of all, you don't know if LeBron's going to play every game.
I don't know. He's Iron Man again.
There you go.
Huh?
We don't know if AD's going to play every game. You don't skip. You just got the car back. You don't just try to put 100,000 miles on it in a week.
They're better than every team on this list except maybe Boston. That's about it.
They
already beat Milwaukee at Milwaukee, so they can beat him at home, right? The only losable game here is at Boston. I may have to up this to about... I'll go 11 and 3.
Man, ain't nobody listening to you.
Huh?
I know what you're trying to do, but it ain't going to work.
No, everybody's listening.
No, ain't nobody listening to
11
you.
11 and 3.
Because now all of a sudden, you went 10 and 4, and now all of a sudden you go 11 and 3.
I'll bet you three cases they go 11 and 3.
Nope, I ain't betting. I ain't betting you against the Lakers. I'm not doing it. Nope.
Yep, I bamboozled
you again. Lakers have the 13th hardest strength of schedule going forward, at least as of how everything sits right now. And Shannon... Mm. You are right. I do owe you for our bet. I told you beignets
interest.
Can't ship. I can't send beignets. I'll send you a king
beignets.
Cake, though. That
okay.
ships extremely well.
Okay.
Joe Burrow, 3-0 in his career against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. But while talking to reporters yesterday, Burrow is certainly not overlooking his opponent. Take a listen.
We've been in these spots. We have the experience. We know what team we're playing. The team that's been to this game the last five seasons, and they've all been in that stadium. So, to me, they're still the team to beat, and we're coming for them. But we know it's going to be tough. We know it's going to be hard fought, and we know the kind of players that they have on that side.
Shannon, what do you make of Joe Cool's comments there?
Nothing, because I don't believe he believes that. Joe Mixon just said they're the team to beat. Everybody knows they're the new big dogs. And everybody got to deal with that. I'm not buying all of a sudden this underdog mentality, Skip. And they need to stop pretending like they're not good enough. Hold on. Did we get that video? They are the reigning AFC champs, right, Skip? Mm-hmm. They are currently riding a 10-game win streak, right? Mm-hmm. Did we get that video last week when Joe Burrow says they asked him about being the we have it. Can we hit it? Pull it. Oh, we don't have it. Okay. Skip, there was a video. They asked Joe Burrow, what's it like to be the underdog? He's like, I never see myself as an underdog. Mm. So now all of a sudden.
He did. He also said, he was asked, is your window closing? He said, my window will be open my whole career.
Exactly. Right. So now all of a sudden, and he's beaten Patrick Mahomes 3 times in a row. So now all of a sudden, he would have, you know, it's going to be tough. The last 5 years, they've had all those games in their building and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, but you don't believe that. No, I believe it. Hold on. And they got it mic'd up coming off the field. I'm him. Mm. Him is never an underdog. Skip, you remember they asked LeBron James? They asked LeBron James the concern. He said, well, LeBron, why are you not concerned? He said, because I'm the best player in the world.
When was this?
Yeah, they were playing Golden State in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
And they asked LeBron. He says, because I'm the best player in the world. Mm.
Which finals? First one?
Might have been the first one or the second one.
Okay.
And so with that being said, look. I don't think Joe Burrow sees himself as an underdog. He might have thought he was an underdog, you know, once he got to going to Ohio State and then having to leave and go to LSU. But from his senior season on, Joe Burrow has never, ever looked at himself as an underdog.
Okay.
And I don't think he's looking at himself as an underdog, Skip, because he knows he's going in there with more than a formidable team that can beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. I think... Between the lines, maybe under the surface, what he's thinking as he says all the right things yesterday is, I'm the one who inspires no awe. Patrick inspires awe. Josh Allen inspires awe because they can throw it 70 yards in the air. Patrick can throw it behind his back and between his legs and without looking and left-handed. He can throw it any which way you want to throw it, and I can't. So I don't translate to highlights. I don't take people's breath away. I just go win games.
Right.
So
that's what Brady ain't got no highlight.
That is correct. And Brady went the whole career and won all those Super Bowls, 7 out of 10. And yet his signature play is what?
You don't remember what?
I don't know.
He made obviously you don't win that many Super Bowls without making great plays, but like the one throw, you're like, well, do you remember that throw that Brady made? It was like the one throw, la, la, la. You don't
know.
They just, all of them just like, ho-hum, win, touchdown, we win.
Except the first six required game-winning drives in the fourth quarter or overtime, but you can't remember a single throw.
No.
I do remember the 3 third-and-10 conversions at Kansas City in the cold in the AFC Championship game in overtime.
Right.
Because it's just hard to do. But they were all the same. They were like cookie-cutter plays. Right. It goes Edelman, Gronk, Gronk. We've seen those 1,000 times.
Right.
And they were just like out routes or they didn't go for touchdowns.
Right.
And the last play of that drive was Burkhead went 1 yard for a touchdown.
Right.
Well, that ain't going to make any highlights.
Like the throw in the Super Bowl where Aaron Rodgers made to Greg Jennings.
Oh,
that tight.
It's a post route and it goes the distance.
Right.
Brady didn't have any of those.
Right.
He didn't have any walk-off throw for 70 yards that beat somebody in overtime.
Yeah.
It never was that way. He just kept winning the game.
Yes.
Joe Burrow has a lot of Brady in him because he's got a nice arm.
Right.
I'm not going to say it's a great arm.
No.
He's very accurate.
Yes.
He's actually deadly accurate.
Very.
He can move way better than Brady does, and he takes way, way more chances in the pocket than Brady ever thought about taking because he will stand in and get punched in the mouth.
Well, Brady early in his career would take chances.
Yeah, he would.
You remember the one at Red Stadium when he was scrambling and he came up and he didn't slide and the guy knocked his helmet. Knocked his helmet off.
Well, Burrow always refers to some play early in Brady's career that inspired him as a little kid because Brady got his block knocked off and jumped right back up and was like, I'm going back to the huddle right now because you didn't hurt me.
Right.
Okay, so that's Joe Burrow.
Right.
So what he's thinking is, I'm up against a guy who is at his best when the play breaks down.
Right.
Because Patrick is at his supreme best when he bolts the pocket and whatever got scripted is gone completely off script.
Yeah.
So now he's rolling out. He's looking. Maybe he'll keep rolling and running because once he gets unwound, he can lumber down the field in a shockingly effective manner. But in the big picture, he's just looking to make it up on the fly because when he goes raw instincts, that's when he is at his deadliest.
Yes.
Because he does have the arm talent. He does have the shortstop athletic talent where he can just make it up on the fly in the backyard. I see you. I'm going to get this ball to you. I'm going to throw it over the heads of three defenders and get this ball to you. That's when he is at his greatest.
Right.
Burrow is the complete flip side. He wants to beat you before the snap.
Right.
He wants to be able to look like Peyton did and say, I got you.
Right.
I got you.
Right.
Snap it.
Right.
Here we go.
Right.
And it's going to be silent count because it's going to be really 127 decibels loud or whatever it is, 146.
142 is the record.
142. Okay. So he's going to clap his hands or whatever they're going to do. Just give me the damn ball because I got you.
Right.
I've got somebody open. I got Hayden Hurst open. I already know I've got you because I'm going to checkmate you before the snap. Well, that's the way Peyton played. That's the way Brady mostly has played. And that's the way Joe plays. Well, it doesn't translate into highlights. So he gets a kick out of going to beat Josh Allen at his own game in the snow in Buffalo. And I think he got a great kick last year of going to Patrick's house and beating him at his own game when they're down, again, they're down 21-10 at halftime.
Right.
And slowly but surely, they take over the game.
Yeah.
They won the second half in overtime 17-3.
That might be, I mean, those might be impressive. Because if you look at Peyton and Tom, Skip, neither ever beat the other player on their opposing field in the playoffs. Every game they played five times, the home team won all five. So to do what Burrow has done is very, very impressive because it doesn't happen that often.
No, it doesn't. So he knows he's saying all the right things yesterday, but the real Joe Burrow came out like Psycho Tom comes out in the heat of battle. I'm him.
Yeah.
Grammatically, it'd be I'm he, but I won't correct that. But I'm him.
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
Yes.
I'm LeBron James.
Yes.
I'm the best player in the world.
I'm what you came to see.
Yeah, that is correct. And I'm going to make the throw, and you can't stop me.
Right.
That's how he feels. Like, he doesn't care who it is. I got my three. I got my tight end. I got my two backs. They might kind of protect me, but I don't even care if they protect me at all. I'll just figure it out. I'll maneuver here in the pocket. And if you give me a lane, I'll take it. I'll take off on you.
Yep.
And I'll gash you for 15 yards, and I will slide.
Yep.
And it may not look all that pretty, but I'm actually sly athletic on you. I'm subtle athletic.
He is. He that, in the words of Tony Baker, look at what you came to see. Mm-hmm. I'm what you came to see.
Okay. So that's what he thinks going to Kansas City. And I don't think he's at all afraid of the Chiefs at their place.
Even though it didn't go for a touchdown, the throw that he hit Jamar Chase at the back of the end zone, and Milano was able to, you know, make it rattle.
I thought it was really good. It's just big time.
It throws like that in the snow. Come on.
Come on. Again, I would have given him a touchdown because Milano's dislodging the ball after he's left the back of the end zone. But the point is, I don't know if you can throw it much better.
No, you can't. You can't throw it much better than that. And the pump fake, you know, they fake the jailbreak screen, and then they slip Hayden Hurst up the rail, and then boom.
Yeah, when he let the ball go, I thought that's too far, but it hit him right in the hands. Okay, way to go.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.